From the headquarters of Church of God Mission, Benin City, Nigeria, comes this message from me, your host pastor, Benson Idahosa, asking the Holy Spirit to meet you at the point of your need today and to bless you just as you are. This is Redemption Hour on Radio FROCN. Thanking God for those of you who have been listening and writing and telling us of all God have done through this program for your life, for your family, the healings you received, the deliverances, the miracles, the signs and wonders that occur in your way as you journey with the Lord on the road of faith. I'm hearing the good news. Now I'm asking you this week to write me for any need you have in your body, soul, and spirit. The Church of God Mission International Incorporated is a ministry that is diversified in many areas, with education from primary to secondary to higher institution, of Institute of Continuous Learning to university, Christian Faith University, and various aspects of the ministry that I cannot tell you here, including the Faith Medical Center, Foundation for Christ, Bible Institute International, that has now graduated over 10,000 students worldwide, scattered around 107 nations. I thank God for what is happening. But now you may have a need there in your life. You say, I don't know how this need will be met. Oh, I'm in pain, I'm in tears, I'm grieved, I'm tortured. I don't know where I go from here. Yes, I stand here to say, God who gives promise can give you deliverance and miracle. And the Lord God Almighty can heal your body today from any ailment, from any pain, from any disease. And now, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, I rebuke the devourer and the waster and the spoiler, the killer, the producer and provider of all sickness. I cause him to take his hand from you, God's property. Be healed today. In Jesus' name, be loose and be free. Thank you, Father, for your healing hand. Oh, I see this body being made whole now by your power and by your anointing. I command that they receive your miracle. Oh, from the shoulder, the neck, from wherever the ache is, the pain now, nagging you. As I touch my head to touch my neck and my shoulder, I set you free. In Jesus' name, be healed. Thank you, Lord, for answering to prayers. I'm meeting these ones now in the point of their need. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. We magnify you. We glorify you. You've given us reason for laughter. You gave us reason for rejoicing. Open our hearts as we hear your words. Thank you for your hand upon this ministry. I pray that every ear be sensitized, hearts be opened, your name be exalted. From the crowns of your head to the soles of your feet, every trace of sickness, every disease, every ailment, I take authority and dominion. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be loose. Set your people free that they may glorify your name. Thank you, Father, for answers to our prayers. We know you arrived here before us. Now honor your name in the midst of your people. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Amen. Please be seated. I want to speak on what I call the knockdown for a rising up. Did you hear me? Many, many times before God lifts you high, he knocks you down first. I don't know why, so I want to speak on the subject, the knocking down for a lifting up. Tell your neighbor, the knocking down for a lifting up. Be seated. Daniel chapter 10. Lift your Bible if you have one this morning. Don't come to church with newspaper, come with your Bible. Lift it up, say, I have my Bible. Amen. Daniel chapter 10. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed
was long. How can you imagine Almighty God show you something real? It's like God bringing out $1,000, says, son, I heard you are in need. I heard you have need of $1,000. I have it. And you stretch your hand to pick it and say, hold on. How will you feel if the good things you dreamt about, the thing that God showed you is going to use you to do, accomplish in life, the lives of nations for you to reach? God told you, I'm going to use you to go to Australia 10 years ago. And he said, get ready, pack your things, get ready for Australia. And you tell your wife, I'm on my way now to Australia. The Lord told me last night, go to Australia, go to Sydney, conduct a seminar. I'm going to stand by you. You are going to heal many people. The Lord will use you to change lives. And you are dancing and jumping. You tell your wife, you tell your children. Then you come to church in the morning and say, Bishop, the Lord said I should go to Australia, and I know you are going to send me. I said, John, I didn't say God didn't say so, but you are not going. You are going to say, I rebuke you. You wouldn't say it out, but you rebuke him. But many times, when you rebuke God, he refuses to rebuke. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying this morning? Several times, I tried to say, God, that's not you, so I bind the devil. He said, when you finish binding, see me. I don't know why. But here is what the Bible is saying to you and I. A thing was revealed. A thing was made known to Daniel. And the thing was true. But. True. But. How do you have endurance for but? How patient are you when you are anxious to get married? And any brother you say good morning to say, don't tempt me. How patient are you when you are in a hurry to have baby and you get married and the doctor diagnoses you to have fibroids and say to you, your pregnancy is in doubt? Or you say, I'm pregnant, and you are very anxious, you start to buy things for your baby. Now you go to the gynecologist and say, lie down. They examine you and say, you have no baby. How do you handle those times of expectation that fall short of good things? How do you feel when your ears are tuned to hear good news and the person you ask good news give you bad news? How do you handle your time and God's time? Do you mean that God can tell lies? The answer is no. Does it mean that God doesn't know what he's telling you? The answer is no. Can God deceive a man? My answer to you is no. But what happens if your time and his time doesn't agree? The thing was true, but the time appointed was not yet. That's one of the things that we have no patience for. The time appointed, not yet. How do you deal with appointments, not yet? How do you deal with, you find you're looking for a home to buy, and your friend comes to you and says, Doctor, I just found 3 homes near my home. They are selling them auction. The house is worth $2 million, but they want to sell it for $150,000. And then you go to your bank in anxiousness, and the bank says you are not credit worthy. How do you feel when you think, after going around the building, you already made up, this is my room, this for my wife, this for my son, this my daughter, this is the guest room, this is going to be, oh Lord, mahakasoloboroya. This is the Lord doing. After you have bragged, and your swollen spirit is punctured, how do you handle that aspect of your life? Do you still say all things work together for good Are you using your time to time God? Or you are working on God's timing? I have now known from 37 years of knowing the Lord that many times my time and His time is not the same. I'm answered, He's not answered. I'm in hurry, He's a God of peace. A brother came to me 2 years ago, doctor said, Papa, I need prayer. I said, what do you need prayer for? He said, I need the gift of patience. I said, when? He said, now. You didn't hear what I said. What gift do you need? Patience. When? Do you understand that? If you need patience, you don't need it now. Do you understand English? I need prayer for patience. When do you want the prayer? Now. You've already failed the test. So if you need a patience, you say it and go. That patience. But if you want it now, you don't need patience. You're asking for the gift of anxiety. Now look at verse 2. And I will tell you as it message continue how to handle that. The time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of great river, which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Ophir. His body also was like the velvet, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire. And his arms as thick, like in color to polished brass. And the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. Verse 7. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. For the men that were with me saw not the vision. For the great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision. And there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned into me, into corruption, and I retained no strength. How do you feel when you want to stand and you see yourself on the floor? This is not devil dealing with Daniel, this is God. I saw what God showed me. I saw what God said. But what God showed me knocked me down. What God asked me to do knocked me down. I got a knockdown for my lifting. What do you do when God says rise and He puts you down? Daniel said, I sat there. Everyone that journeyed with me all fled. How do you feel when very many turn to I alone? How do you feel when the man you told all your secrets sell you out? How do you feel when your confidence becomes your betrayer? How do you feel when the person that says, go ahead, see you fall and say, I told you are going to fall? What happens when the person you lean on give way? So you women, how will you feel after 3 years of preparing for wedding? Next week will be the wedding day. And on Thursday, the man says, the Lord told me nothing. Do you think, so God be the glory? Do you still remember that the Bible said not one hair will pull out of your head without noticing God? Do you remind yourself that the step of a righteous man is ordered by God? How do you handle disappointment? Daniel said, the Lord knocked me down, and all who journey with me fled. How do you handle, let us pray, and then you meet with your committee members, ministers, this way, all of you come here, quick, pastor, don't, leave your team here. Tomorrow and next tomorrow, no food, no water, no eating, no traveling, no movement. Come closer. I'm talking now as Archbishop, Presbyter, tomorrow, this is illustration. No food, no water, no going to a job. We must all be here at 7 a.m. for prayer. We want to see the move of God in this ministry. Yes or no?
Yes.
Everybody, yes or no?
Yes.
Congregation, yes or no?
Yes.
What happens if those we discuss and the pastor announce, and then you suddenly, when we close, not you, but this is illustration. We heard what he said. But does that mean that we have nothing to do? You going to do that? You going to take part? Coming here by 6 o'clock for the rest of the week? You going nowhere?
No.
And not me. Are you going to do that? Are you going to take part? Aren't you busy? Don't you have anywhere to go? Don't you have anything to do? You understand? You are my number two man, okay?
Yes.
You preach the opposite of what I preach possibly.
Right.
You tell them what to do, all
right? Yeah.
No, good. Yeah. Don't you have where to go? Don't you have anywhere to go? Don't you have where to go? You think choir should be singing for the whole of the week? Where's my microphone here? Just a minute. What happened if the person you told what God told you, now take the microphone and preach up on it? And then suddenly tomorrow morning you are here by 6 o'clock. And all of them, only two came. The rest of you, bye-bye. Go back to your seat. What happened when you expected 30 people and two came? And the two that came said, we just came to take excuse from you. We are from where we are going. You know, before you made your announcement, I already planned my life out. You didn't give me notice. So, will you also go away? You have somewhere to go? You're not going? What of you?
I'll be right here.
Going to be here?
Yes.
That's surprising. Where are the rest people? You're not going to follow the crowd? You're going to stay with me?
They
have somewhere else to go. But you have to follow me to follow the Lord?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, do you know that with these two, we can do more than with the crowd? God is looking for a willing heart. God is looking for a few who will pray like Esther. If I perish, I perish. God is looking for a few like Ruth. Your God shall be my God. Your people shall be my people. This congregation is very important, but God doesn't use all to win all. Did anybody hear what I'm saying? Many times, the people you call your number two are not even number ten. Many times, the people you think you're going to lean on the day of trouble have no back. So many times, the people you think this is natural, those you think when trouble comes will stand by you are looking for who will stand by them. It's natural. Daniel said, I fell down. The earthquake. Your business earth may quake. Your marriage earth may quake. Your family earth may quake. When your ground quakes and everyone you look up to flee from you, What do you do? Do you, because you're said to be relied on man, fled, you flee from your vision? Should you abort your dream because you thought I was going to stand by you and I fled from you? Daniel said, I alone, I saw the vision, I knew what God said. When they all fled, I remained on the ground. I lost my strength, but I didn't lose my God. Everybody shout hallelujah. Every man may flee from you. Every friend may turn their back. He has promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The ground may shake so much that you have no leg to stand. But the God that gave you the vision will not cancel the vision. Somebody said hallelujah. I don't know what is quaking around you. I don't know what is pushing you down. I know if God gives you a knockdown, He's going to give you a lifting up. It may be a financial knockdown. It may be a marriage knockdown. It may be a business knockdown. It may be a family knockdown. It may be a relationship knockdown. But if for any reason God allows you to be knocked down, He's getting ready to lift you up. I lost my strength. The strength in me. Now you're talking of friends fled from you. That's what Daniel is saying. He said, not only my friend left me, my strength left me. What happened to you when you are not enough for yourself? Is anybody hearing me this morning? The day you will know that the second name to this world is called trouble. And the day you will know that salvation does not eliminate trial. The fact that you are baptized with the Holy Ghost does not send devil to hell. Jesus didn't say kill the devil, he said cast him out. I hope you understand the difference. If you cast him out from Atlanta, he may go to Chicago, but he's still there. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? You know when you are not enough for yourself. Is anybody hearing me this morning? The day you will know that the second name to this world is called trouble. And the day you will know that salvation does not eliminate trial. The fact that you are baptized with the Holy Ghost does not send devil to hell. Jesus didn't say kill the devil, he said cast him out. I hope you understand the difference. If you cast him out from Atlanta, he may go to Chicago, but he's still there. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Jesus didn't kill devil, he cast him out. That's why he's still able to operate. But once you know that heaven and earth may pass away, but God and His word will remain the same. Somebody say hallelujah. Look at the next verse here. I lost my strength. Come on, Pastor. I fell on the ground. Yet I heard a voice, verse 9, of His word. And when I heard the voice of His word, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face towards the ground. How do you think they are hearing what I'm saying? If you want to stand and you see yourself flat, not only knocked down, but knocked down, knockout. Did you hear me? If everything you thought, oh God, is going to work, didn't work. What happened when hallelujah turned to sorreluya? What do you do when prayer? praise the Lord. Turn to sorry-luia. Painful-luia. Disappointment-luia. What happens when your friends begin to laugh at your cause? And they say, we know God didn't send you. You sent yourself. Do you pass out or you rise up? What did David do when David found himself in this situation? David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. What did Isaiah say? Isaiah said, when you see yourself in that situation, rise and shine. What did Job say? Job 22, 29. When they say, cast down, then thou shalt say, there's a lifting up. What did the Shunammite woman say? When the son died, one and only son, she said, all is well. All is well. My baby is well. My husband is well. My marriage is well. But the baby died, all is well. What do you do? The day you want to travel and rainfall, and you have no money for transportation, do you say, how I wish I wasn't born? Job said, I wish I wasn't conceived. And if I was conceived, I should have been aborted. And if I'm not aborted, woe is the day he was born. But at the end of his story, he said, when the Lord must have tried me, I will comfort like gold. Do you know there's a shining waiting for your ugly moments? Somebody say hallelujah. There's that period. You have to go through fire to achieve your life dream. There is that time in your life, no matter how holy you are, holiness does not push Satan to hell. Holiness makes you a better person. Say amen. Holiness makes you live longer. Say amen. Holiness makes you an instrument in the hand of God. Say amen. But your righteousness does not kill the devil. He knocked me down. I heard a voice. I heard a voice. Verse 10. Read with me loud. Come on, Pastor. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright. For unto thee I am now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. There's a lifting for a knockdown. There's a hand not far away. There's a hand willing to pick you and I up. There's a hand ready to take us out of our dead drum. It doesn't matter how long, how many hours, how many days. Daniel said 3 weeks plus, I was on the ground. When I lost my strength, when I lost my energy, when my neighbors fled, a voice came to me. I'm saying to you today, and wherever you may hear me, if all you know to do have been done and is not good enough, stay where God will meet you. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Don't run from your goal. There's a lifting for a knockdown. If man knock you down, God will not dig grave for you. If money knock you down, God will not bury you. I can see here God said to you, rise and shine. Your light is come. Your light is come. Daniel said, a hand touched me. When the hand touched me, he told me, get up. If you're a man or a woman of God, get up. Say with me loud, I'm getting up.
I'm getting up.
Say it louder.
I'm getting up.
Say one more time.
I'm getting up.
Make it true. I am getting up.
I'm getting up.
Move your fist. I'm getting up.
I'm getting up.
I'm moving on.
I'm moving on.
I'm getting up.
I'm getting up.
I'm moving on.
I'm moving on.
I'm getting up.
I'm getting up.
Come on, gentlemen. Come on, come on, come on. Come. Watch us. Say to me, get up.
Get up.
I didn't hear you.
Get up.
Say to me, move on.
Move on.
Knock down. Lift up. Move on. Say, move on.
Move on.
Say, move on.
Move on.
Move on.
Move on.
Move on. Don't build. Don't build condominium in the valley of trouble. Walk through all your valleys. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. You don't need sympathizers. You don't need sorry I heard what happened. Get up. Get up. Say it again. And do what? Say it again. Two more times. How many of you would get up and move on? Shout hallelujah! Let me read to you what will happen if you get up and move on. See what the Bible says will happen to you. Verse 12, then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel. Say with me, from now I will not be afraid. For from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, the words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Say with me, in my knockdown time,
God will hear me
and lift me up. Now look at me, everybody. Look at me. Don't move one inch. Don't do any other thing. Do you understand what you are saying?
Yes.
That only trial can bring you triumph. And only obstacle will bring you miracles. Many of you think the man who knocked you, the quick that knocked you down, will pick you up. Anyone that was kind enough to knock you down will not be kind enough to raise you up. And if I want to tell you the truth, any man that hates you enough to knock you down cannot love you to pick you up. Say, I hear you. Several times, as a young preacher, Dr. Petrie, I thought those who knocked me down would come and pick me up. I waited so long and none of them came. Until I found out that the Lord liveth and blessed be them. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth and blessed be, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Everybody say hallelujah! Only God, only God can lift you from your knockdown. The knockout and the knockdown for the lifting up. If God permits you to fall, he will stand by you to rise. How many can say amen to that? How many of you want God to raise you up? Usher, shut all the doors for me. I want to pray the prayer of faith. Usher, shut all the doors. Let's give the Holy Spirit 5 minutes for the battle that we can win on our knees than with our mouth. The hand touched me. The Lord spoke to me. He said, from the day you set your heart, I heard you. But the prince of Persia stood these 21 days. When he has spoken unto me, verse 15, the words unto me, I set my face toward the ground and I became dumb. From shouting to dumbness. All because of the vision. Don, did you hear that? Vision can knock you down. Vision can take your strength. Vision can make you dumb. But stay by your vision. Stay by what God showed you. Stay by the revelation of God. A lifting is coming nearby. A hand is coming nearby. Somebody shout hallelujah! It doesn't matter how long you stay on the ground. The same power that quakes the ground, the same power that knocks you down, God is going to use his own force to lift you up. The 16th verse says here, and behold, one like the similitude of the Son of Man touched my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spake and said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, by the vision my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. I am talking to you of reality. What God asks you to do that is impossible to men can almost kill you, but you will never die. I say you will never die. I say you will never die. The storm may take your roof. The storm may take your sheep. The storm may take your health. But the storm will not take your life. I see a lifting from your knockdown. Elijah said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. The ground may dry, but I hear a sound. God is about to speak to his church. Lazy people don't go far. Unwilling to endure don't go far. But they stand by God. They stand out by God. Those who stand by God, those who lean upon the Lord. The Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Look at the 17th verse. For now, for how can the servant of this my Lord talk with this my Lord? For as for me, straightway, there remain no strength in me, neither is there breath left in me. Then there came again and touched me one. If the first touch can do it, if the second touch can come, it's not the devil shaking you. It is the Lord. It's not your sin that brought your trial. The Bible did not say the test of your sin, the trial of your sin. It said the trial of your faith. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying this morning? You think it was your sin that did that? It's your faith. It's a dream that is bigger than your expectation. God is, oh my God, my hokoso. Pastor Don, you know what the Lord told me? He said, if you permit me
to test you at the beginning, you will stand for a long time. I do not want to ride a Mercedes as a boy and ride a bicycle as an adult. I'm so glad you didn't hear what I say. I prefer every trial that I have from God. Give it to me while I'm young. So when I'm old, I can cross my feet. I can say, I was young, but now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken. No, he sits begging for blood. How many can say amen to that? Every trouble that God will give to you at 75 years old, may he give it to you when you are 25. Because the time of old age is a time of relaxation. People ask me in Nigeria every time, how are you able to handle criticism? I say, because I died. A dead man doesn't reply. Many of you are replying because you are not dead yet. Paul said, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. Somebody say, hallelujah. He taught me another time. I lost my strength, but he brought his hand again. Then there came, give me the microphone, let him read it with American English. Verse 18.
Then there came again and touched me one like the appearance of a man, and he strengthened me.
What did God do when he meets you on the floor? I say, what do God do when he meets you on the ground? You mean he doesn't press you and say, are you still living? What does he do? I say, what does God do? Say, what does he say to you? Get up and do what? One more time, get up and get up and Perel, Bishop Perel, Bishop Angel, every child of God, get up. Read me verse 19 in American language.
And said, O man greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto thee. Be strong. Yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened. And he said, let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me.
Everybody do this. Say, my Lord has strengthened me. Let me tell you three things to do. Don't reject knockdown, but don't die there. You are going to do me a favor. The Lord strengthened me. The Lord told me, be strong. Don't die in your knockdown. Move forward. Everyone who wants to move forward, just move forward a bit. No matter how close. Move forward. Everybody who wants God to give you strength to go forward. Move forward. Move forward, come closer. And I spoke to God. You are coming to open your mouth to tell God to change the situation. Don't come to the church to die. Come to the church and energize yourself. Don't be afraid of trials. But don't die in your temptation. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord now. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord. Talk to God. Talk to God. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
The Lord said to me, verse 20, from now I will stand by you to fight for you. I will return again to fight for you.